Okay, so parents will be listening now. We want first to correct, or to, I want you to correct the homework that last time from what we're going to be doing on the board. So, and be honest, just if it's right, you know, grade yourself, honestly. Don't cheat yourself. All right, what was the first sentence that we were supposed to translate?
If you see a lion, then run.
If you see a lion?
See the lion.
If you see the lion or a lion. So which one was it? See the lion?
The lion.
The lion?
No, you said, it says the lion.
Then run. Okay, and I give you the Arabic words so that you know how to translate that. What I'm asking you is to put the words together to compose the sentence. All right, so what is if? Huh? Is the first word in Surat An-Nasr. So what is if? The first word in Surat An-Nasr, Ida. That's right, Ida. So, this is either. All right. Now, what is you see? What is you
see? Kenna, did you get my homework? Kenna, because I gave it to the substitute last week.
Ah, I'll try to get it from the substitute. Yeah. So, what is you see? What is you see? Huh? You see
Kenna.
Is? Huh?
Kenna.
No, look at the words. You see is ra'aita, that's right. Is ra'aita. So it is made of, you and see. So, you is ra'a.
What about
and this is da. So, actually, this is C and this is U. So, it is U, C. So, when you add them together, is ra'ai ta. Okay, so then the lion is
Al-Asad.
Good job. So then, what is then? Fa. Then means what? Fa. Run. Means ijri, right? So ijri. You got it? So then the full word will be either ra'aita al-asad فأجري إذا رأيت الأسد فأجري. That is for single. Okay. For many people, it's just going to be this is single person. For many people, it's going to be إِذَا رَأَيْتْ إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ Al-Asad Fa-Ijru. Fa-Ijru. So many people. You got it? You see how we added the meme and we changed the verb? This is called wow. It's called group wow. Group wow. Group wow. Right? That wow that shows it's for group. You got it? So, if for a single, and this is for group, if you say salli, then what is it for group? Sallu. Sammy. Sallu. Right? What if it is kul? What if it is kul? Kulu. Okay? What if it is usjud? You know, make sujud. Then it becomes what? Usjudu. So, if it is X, then it is X, wow, madda. You got it? So, if it is X, you see how do you convert the command verb from single into plural? And that's why they call this group wow. This is the group wow. All right. So now, correct yourself for the single only. I don't ask you to do the group in the homework. I just asked you to do the single. Doing the group is an extra thing. If you have done it, great. If you didn't, no problem. All right. Now, we go to the next sentence. Which was? All right.
Just a condom.
Yeah, go ahead.
So old.
The ticket thing?
Yes.
Wait, is it still happening?
Is it not yet to be out?
Yeah, there's no TA today.
TA today, so for 11 with you.
Yeah, my screen trails are just a need to get a count.
Yeah. All right.
There's ice cream.
At the end of the class.
There's ice cream.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to the people who focus.
No, I have taken this class or
actually you have to.
Okay. So it says if you see the food, if you see the food, then
eat.
So okay, if means
either.
You see Ra'aita. Remember, it's coming out from Surah An-Nas. Ra'aita. You see is Ra'aita. You will give you the ta. See will give you Ra'a. The food? At-ta'am, Masha'Allah. Then is what? Fa. It is kol. Okay. So إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الطَّعَامَ فَكُلْ. إِذَا رَأَيْتَ الطَّعَامَ فَكُلْ. Can I ask someone to convert it into group? This is single person. Look at the previous one so that you don't make a mistake. The previous one for the group, is it ra'aytu?
No.
Or ra'aytum?
Ra'aytum.
Good.
Idha
ra'aytum at-ta'am fakulu. So now you can understand the structure of the sentence. So you can structure a sentence together. Even, you know, if you don't memorize the words and you look up the words in a dictionary, then you know the structure. Because in the dictionary, it does not tell you the structure of the word. It tells you the meaning word by
word.
But the structure, okay, it doesn't tell you the structure. So that's very important to learn here. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then what is the third sentence? Huh?
If you find the keys, then give them to me.
Or give them to Dad?
Because if Dad comes, then tell him that Mom is shopping.
Okay.
But if you find the keys, then give them to Dad.
Okay. So here... If you find the keys, then give them to me. If is what?
If is either.
Either. Okay, you find wajatta. Wajatta. So this is find, and this is you. Wajatta. The keys are al mafatih. Then is fa. Give means aati. Or i'ti. To me, them, i'ti. Them means hum. To me, to is la, me is ya. You got it? You got it?
Mm-hmm.
So it says, so this one, either وجدت المفاتيح فأعطهم لي. And let's make this أعطي instead of أعطي. So you can say, this is then give them to me is it is tha plus أعطي plus hum. Okay, li is lam and ya. To me, lam and ya. You got it? Mm-hmm. So, how was it?
Good.
Did you do it right? Okay. All right. Then, what is the last one? Is it the last or the one before last?
The one before last.
So what is
if
the
last? If dad comes, then tell him that mom
is. What is number four?
If dad comes home, then tell him that mom is shopping.
Okay. If dad comes home, then tell him that mom is shopping. Okay. Dad means your dad, right? So this is abuka. Yep. So abuka comes. Jaa home للبيت, or you can say just للبيت. Then fa tell قل him له that mom Anna, that means Anna, mom, ummi, is shopping, that is a walk. That is a walk.
And then the next one, if you see the water boiling,
yeah. Ida jaa. أبوك فقل له أن أمي تتسوى. إذا جاء أبوك فقل له أن أمي تتسوى. What is the last one?
That's so awkward. Why are you handwriting? Is my handwriting? It's pretty.
Now the next and last one is?
If you see the water flowing when you turn off the stove.
Okay.
Wait, I'm not done with the sun.
Okay. If you see the water boiling, then turn off the stove. All right. So, if you see, إذا رأيت, yeah. What is the water? الماء. What is boiling? يغلي. Then is what? Fa. Turn off. Outfit. Outfit. The stove is al mawqit. That's right. إذا رأيت الماء يغلي فأطفئ الموقد. إذا رأيت الماء يغلي فأطفئ الموقد. إذا رأيت الماء يغلي فأطفئ الموقد. Today we're going to learn about expression, the expression of exception. When you would say, everybody came except you, everybody goes to Jannah except the bad guys. You know, these kind of exceptions. These exceptions are in Surah Al-Asr. In Surah Al-Asr. So, which surah now we're going to be learning the structure of the expression in it? Surah Al-Asr. Which surah? Surah Al-Asr. إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا Yeah, وعملوا الصالح إلا الذين آمنوا and I'm just going to put dots to the end of the surah to the end of surah. So the whole surah is nothing but an exception, an expression of exception, okay? Or, so Allah is saying, all humans are losers except, all humans are losers, or the human The human, when Allah says the human, Allah means all humans. The human, which means Allah means all, which means all humans. All human. لَفِي خُسْر, losers. لَفِي خُسْر means losers. إِلَّا means except. Except. So, all humans are losers, except. Except. الذين means those. آمنوا, who believed. Who believed. To the end. Okay? So, you can see the expression that Allah is saying all humans are losers. Except. Now, when Allah says except, except is for the majority or for the minority?
Minority.
Okay? If you invite 20 friends, okay, and only two come, can you say
they're not losers?
No, I mean there are two ways to say it. If you invite 20 and only two come, only two of them come, all right?
You could say I invited 20 people except two came.
Oh, no one came except two, or would you say everybody came except 18.
Whoa, that's bad.
No, okay. So, you invite 20. Only two show up. So, which is correct? Do you say everyone came except two, or do you say everyone, well, except 18, I'm sorry. Or do you say everybody? Say everybody came here. Instead of saying everyone, you say everybody. Or do you say everybody came? Didn't. Come. You say everybody didn't come except two.
You can just say nobody came except two.
Good job. You can say no one came except two. Which one is correct?
The second one.
The second one is correct. And the first one is wrong. So accept means, you know, the larger number except the fewer number. So it is larger number except smaller number. So you say larger number, which is majority, and then accept minority. Majority accept minority. Don't you ever say minority accept majority. But that is wrong, and it gives a false impression. It gives what? A false impression.
But what if you want people to think you're cool?
Yeah, well, it's lying, it's cheating. So it gives a false expression. So you need
but
to...
it won't hurt anyone. It won't hurt.
You know, still, you don't want to be lying. Okay.
But it's not exactly lying, because you're telling the truth. Everybody came except for AP.
Yeah, you're playing with the words. So,
it's not exactly lying, it's just putting your words here.
No, it's playing with the words. They call it playing with the words.
Yeah, but it's not lying.
Just like playing with the words is a form of deception.
You can stay up as long as you want until 9 o'clock.
Get on.
Yes, but this is not an exception.
Whoa, why is everyone banging on the door?
Is that an exception?
That's so hot.
Everybody can stay up late, except for the students.
Yeah. So, you don't say no one can stay late except for everybody. You know, that would be like a kind of a joke. So here Allah is saying everybody is a loser except those who believed and etc. So you say X is something except Y. Every X is something except Y. X would be the majority, right?
And then Y would be the exception.
Exactly. And this would be the minority.
So it's like a rule where there's
what?
A rule and most words follow that rule except for a few exceptions.
Right.
Yeah, like X is very
so. Here Allah is saying, everyone is a loser. This is scary, by the way. Scary. This is what? Scary. Why? Allah is saying, every human is a loser except believers. Except believers. So now, when Allah is saying except believers, means the majority are what? Losers or believers, Sammy? Majority are losers. And the exception are believers. And this is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the number of Muslims relative to the remaining people in the Day of Judgment is like a birthmark, white birthmark, in the skin of a black bully. Black bully. Like you have a bull? I'm sorry, black bull. You have a bull, and this bull is all black, and then you have a small birthmark in it. He said, my Muslim ummah is going to be that small relative to the remaining. And then he was asked, how could you identify Muslims in the Day of Judgment? Then what did he say?
People
huh?
On
the Sabiq. Huh? The Prophet, he was asked, how do you identify, how will you be identifying Muslims in the Day of Judgment? He said?
They'll be next to him. No.
He said?
He said
the parts that you used to make wudu will be shining.
Oh, yeah.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you wash your face will be shiny. You wash your arms will be shiny. You wash your legs will be shiny. You wipe your ears will be what?
Shiny.
So, please. Okay? You got it? So, it's the exception. It is the exception. Believers are the exception. Why? Most humans, they fall victims of temptations and shaitan. Why is that? The problem is lack of control, Sammy. The problem in humans is lack of control.
Yeah.
They don't control themselves. Like, that is the problem. It's just like somebody's trying to lose weight, but that person is unable to lose weight. Why? Because he can't control his diet. So this is the problem that causes failure. Islam is nothing but control yourself. That's what Islam is all about. If somebody says, what is Islam about? You will say, it is submission to God by controlling yourself. Submission to God by controlling yourself. Or controlling yourself to be submissive to God. Because temptations call you opposite. If you're submissive to your temptations, then you are controlled by your temptations. If you're submissive to Allah, then you're controlled by the guidance of Allah. You understand? So that's why majority of people, because they are unable to control themselves,
they can't do it.
They lose and become in hellfire. So, the question is, what will motivate you to control yourself? The person who's losing weight is motivated by his doctor. The doctor says, hello, if you don't lose weight, you're going to die. And then that person says, okay, I'm going to try to control my diet. And then he goes, and anytime he or she are tempted by food, they lose what? They lose control. And they jump on the food and swallow and gobble the food. And then they say, after they fill their tummy, all right? And they no longer...
I have an idea for a diet thing. You force the person to live in this house that she walked from the outside world, and then someone delivers
food. Yeah, here is Allah. Allah gives you freedom of choice. Freedom of choice means nobody's going to lock you,
force you to do
in
something.
The food. Yeah. You have the food in front of you, and you have to control yourself. If you cannot control yourself, then you're a loser. A loser. Okay?
But what if you're a good Muslim, since that you can't lose weight? So you're a good Muslim, but then you're a loser still, because then you can't...
But for some reason, it's hard, because they have slow metabolism.
Right. Alhamdulillah, thanking to Allah that to control yourself to be a Muslim... To be a Muslim, it requires much less control to losing weight. You understand? I'll tell you why. To be a Muslim, you have to control yourself to pray 5 times a day, for example. And those 5 times a day take, what, 5 minutes each, right? But to lose weight, you have to control yourself all the time. So it is difficult. It's more difficult. It's more difficult to lose weight than to become a Muslim. So Allah made it easy on everybody. Allah said, okay, I'll make it easy. All you have to do is to control yourself for the 5 pillars of Islam. For the what?
Five pillars of Islam.
And if you're poor, then those 5 pillars become what? Three pillars. Which ones are taken out?
Hajj and Zakat.
Right? So Allah made it so easy that, hey, you don't have to do it 24/7. It is just that control yourself during these few times that you have to control yourself and you would be okay. Now, you get tempted all your life by money, for example. a lot of people lose control to money. Once they see money, they start collecting the money, whether it's lawful or unlawful, whether it's halal way or haram way. Like some people, for example, open liquor stores. Liquor stores, they sell liquor, so they make a lot of money. But is this money haram or halal? Haram money. Okay? So why are they doing that? Because they want to be rich. It doesn't matter how. Then the weakness of those kind of people is money. Some other people, they just, their weakness are towards like the opposite gender. So when they see the opposite gender, they lose control and they start engaging into haram relationship. Into what? Haram relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, haram relationship. Why? Because they can't control themselves. All right? And so forth. Some people lose control to like lying. And they will always try to lie and cheat and take advantage of others. All right? So it is lack of control. So this is why Allah says everyone is a loser except those who believe. Because when they believe, they are motivated to control themselves. Are you listening? All right. So now let's learn the... let me give you a homework.
Can we make calligraphy for homework?
No.
Please.
Yeah, you can.
Hey, look at my calligraphy.
Okay. Pass the homework. Musa, can you collect the homework from everybody? Huh? All right. All students. Pass the exam.
Wait, the Arabic.
Except.
Yes. Oh, if you see the line, then run home.
The ones. Except the ones. The words are going to be published online, but here all the students are. They will pass. All students pass the exam, except the ones who didn't study. The ones who didn't study.
So wait, you'll post it on...
Yes. This is number one. Number two. Hello.
Where does this kid get this?
Number two. Hello. All. All Muslims go to Jannah except the ones who refuse. All the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said all Muslims go to Jannah except the ones that refuse. Of course, the companions said, "Oh, you Prophet Muhammad, who's going to refuse?" They implied that who's stupid to refuse to go to Jannah. He said, "The ones who refuses to obey me is the one who's refusing to go to Jannah."
Whoa, those guys are dumb.
Okay.
Those guys are really dumb.
Three. All students or all kids are too young? Except two. All kids are too young except two. You got it? Okay. The actual wording is going to be online just like as usual.
Okay. Translate,
right? Right. Next period. Next period now. You're dismissed. Oh, yeah, the tickets.
Yeah.
Hold on.
People leave. Your
everybody will get a ticket except? No. Except the ones who refuse. Then who is going to refuse to get a ticket?
Not me.
The one who gave me a hard time.